So to this dreadful business of three people who could end up paralysed for life after eating wild boar. Now, the boar was shot on a hunting trip. Obviously, the speculation is the animal was contaminated. They're waiting on toxicology for that. But experienced hunter Alan Simmons is with us on this. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
1080?
Oh, I don't know, Mike. 1080 cyanide, these things tend to be in the gut. I wouldn't have thought they'd be in the muscle. Most wild animals in New Zealand are pretty good, you know. There's no diseases that they have, so I'm as confused about this as probably everybody, and I suppose we need to wait and see what the real cause was.
But very rare, obviously, is what you're saying. You don't hear of this very often.
No, I mean, if the animal hasn't been handled very well and it's gone off, you'd soon know about it. I mean, you wouldn't eat it. your nose would stop you from eating it. But look, most of the poisons that I know of, and I think about toot as well, they would more tend to be in the gut cavity, and you'd think that once you gutted it, that would be okay. Look, I'm just wondering whether he actually harvested a dead pig. He found a dead pig that had actually died from some sort of poison. And
But you would know there's something wrong with the animal, though, wouldn't you? Bad meat's bad meat.
Yeah, you sure would. And the only other thing I can think of is that they have eaten something with it, like a chutney or some rice or something that's been off. I'm really confused about it, Mike. We've shot a lot of animals over a lot of years and never struck anything like
that. So I was going to ask that very thing. So does it matter if you go out and shoot the thing, you know what you've dealt with, you know how you've handled it, how you cook it, and all. What if I got it from somebody? Is it possible that you handed me something, for example, that wasn't right? Is that possible?
Yes, that is possible. But, you know, a wild pig, I mean, the only thing that wouldn't be right about it is that it's gone off, like it's been handled badly and got hot.
Yeah.
And most hunters, when they're handling a pig and they can't get it to a chiller, they'll stop at a petrol station and shove a couple of bags of ice in the gut cavity or something. But the moment you start cutting it open, the bone's all green and the meat around the bone and it stinks, you'd know straight away. You just couldn't eat it.
Well, we'll wait for toxicology and see what they say, Alan. Appreciate your time. Alan Simmons with us this morning. 9 minutes past. I suspect it's probably not the rice. Difficult to believe it would be the rice.
Could it be some wacky chutney, though?
That would be some wacky chutney.